We are in Simin Reish Sadik Peis. Let us just see the Lashon HaMechaba Bemincha Maitzin Sefer Torah V'Koirin Shloisha Noshim Asor Epsukim Miparsha Habo V'Afilu Chal Yontev Liyais B'Shabes Koirin B'Parsha Habo V'Loi B'Shal Yontev. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Shloisha Anoshim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, B'mincha ein oimrim kaddish al habima lo'ilam. Hainu bein b'shabes, bein b'taynis. There are two zmanim that we daven. By mincha we learn the Torah. That's by Mincha de Shabbos, Mincha de Kippur, Mincha de Tainis. And even though normally, after Kriyas HaTorah, we say Achatzi Kaddish, but by Mincha, Ein Oimrim Kaddish Al Habima Lo'ilam. We never say Achatzi Kaddish after the Kriya. Haynu bein b'shabes bein b'taynis, rak lifnei ha'omud. When we bring back the Sefer Torah, koidem tfilas shmeina esrei. Before we start davening shmeina esrei, then we say kaddish. V'koinami, so this kaddish is also going a Sefer Torah. Is going on the Kriya. That means normally after a Kriya we say a Kaddish. The Kaddish that should have been said after the Kriya we push off to right before Shemayna Esrei, and then we say this Kaddish. The Kaddish is before Shemayna Esrei that is also going on the Kriya Satoyre. The I Yomru Miyad Al Habime, if they would say Kaddish right away, Im Kain Lifnei Ha'omud Lo Yomru Kaddish. So then they would not be able to say Kaddish right before Shemayna Esrei. They bring down from the Levush that they wanted that the Shemayna Esrei should start right after a Kaddish, so the Olam should know we're starting Shemayna Esrei. Tamir and Baal Mavim Ra'omein, and then we know we're starting Shemayna Esrei. That's why we don't say it after Kriya Satoyre, because we want to say the Kaddish, which is also going on Kriya Satoyre, right before the Shemayna Esrei. Because if we would say the Kaddish after Kriya Satoyre, Im Kein Lifnei Ha'omud Lo Yomru Kaddish, then they would not be able to say Kaddish before Shemayna Esrei. Ki Ein Bameh Lahavsik Bein HaKaddishim. That means nothing else was said in between to say a second Kaddish. Yahalalu Posek Echot. Lehavi Hefsik. She can't say after Yahalalu to say Kaddish. Va'av she'omrim mizmor l'Hashem ha'oretz. You're saying l'David mizmor l'Hashem ha'oretz. Ein ze me'ikar hadin. That is not me'ikar hadin. So me'mele, you don't have to say l'David mizmor. So me'mele, so therefore, so you have nothing on what to say a Kaddish. That means let's make a cheshbon nefesh. When during the week we say Kaddish after Kriya Satoyre, then we say Ashrei Nuvel Atzion, then we say, okay, then we don't have a Shemayna Esrei, but let's talk about Shabbos and by Musaf. We say Kaddish after Shemayna Esrei, we say Kaddish after Kriya Satoyre, then we say Yom Kippur and Ashrei, and then we say again Kaddish right before Musaf. So the Kaddish is in reality said on Ashrei. So we hear a capital Tillim with which we can say another Kaddish, and we're saying this Kaddish right before Shemayne Esrei. They wanted that a Kaddish should be said before Shemayne Esrei. So if we said Ashrei, so then we can say the Kaddish. But by Minche, if we will say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, so we have nothing legitimate to say a Kaddish, say a second Kaddish. Yahalalu is one pasuk. The David Mizmer is not, there's no chiyuv to say it. Ula'olam roi lahasmich HaKaddish l'tvilah Shemayne Esrei. So therefore, since we wanted to be masmich the Kaddish right before Shemayne Esrei, that the Olam should start together, that means that they hear, they have a tremendous Olam, you hear the Kaddish, Amen, you know, everyone starts Shemayne Esrei together. So that is why the Kaddish, which in reality should have been said after Kriyas HaTorah, is pushed off to Shemayne Esrei. So he brings down something very interesting in there. So he brings down what is if, let's say, they're davening in shul, and there was no Sefer Torah in the shul. They went to someone else's, they went to a different Beis Medrash, and they learned the Torah there. And then they're coming back to the shul to daven. So then he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, then you should say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. That means, because in Yesod, the Kaddish is for the Kriyas HaTorah. See if right away you're going to daven Shemayne Esrei. So good, so you say the Kaddish before Shemayne Esrei, but it's going on Kriyas HaTorah. But if it was Kriyas HaTorah in a different binyan in Ganson, and now I'm going to this place only to daven Shemayne Esrei, then you say the Kaddish b'mokim where there was Kriyas HaTorah. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Masha'in came be Shachis. Shachis and Shabbos. Yesh Hefzik Pamiras Ashrei Bintayim. That is a Hefzik. That means between Shachis and Musaf. So we say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. Then we say a whole capital of Ashrei Tilo LeDovid. So then the Kaddish can go on this capital. Ulefizeh. She'ein Sefer Torah b'Shabbos b'Mincha. So let's speak about a case that you're davening with a minyan and there's no Sefer Torah. Lo yomru rak pam echot kaddish acher ashrei uvo letzion posek vanis vilosi. So then we'll say one kaddish. The kaddish is after ashrei uvo letzion. We'll say vanis vilosi. Yomru os. Like Yontif, that's right. Like Yontif, we say Kaddish and Shemayne Esrei. The Loibi Shel Yontif, and also if we are, it is Shabbos and Yontif, the Kriya is from the Shabbos Habo and not from Yontif. The Kriya Nenu Bishvil Yontif, the Bemintra Be Yontif and Kairim. Siv Beis, Oimrim Tzidkoscha. We say after Shemayne Esrei Tzidkoscha, we'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah. Vimchal Boy Yoim. If that Shabbos is such a day, she'ilu hoya choyl, if it would be a yoim choyl, lehoya imrim boy b'mincha nefila sapayim, if it would be a yoim choyl, that means it's Rosh Chodesh today, or tonight is Rosh Chodesh, ein imrim tzid koscha. So these are the guidelines. If you don't, would not say tachnan, you did not say tzid koscha.
There's a chasin.
So l'chayra also you shouldn't say tzidkoscha, l'chayra. If there's a chasin there, so just like you don't say tachni, you wouldn't say tzidkoscha, l'chayra. Einachanami, and he brings down from Rab Chaim Kanievsky, if a person made a bris by day, so he doesn't say tachnun the whole day, so he wouldn't say tzitkoscha also. The Baal Bris wouldn't say tzitkoscha. It's sakir toli in tachnum. Now, what's the sinyan of tzitkoscha? Zotte mishabrusiv kodn vov, de meisu boi Yosef, Moshe, v'dovid. Three gdoyle Yisrael were nifter Shabbos by Minche. So we say tzidukadin. So the tzidkoscha, tzidukadin, were matzik tzidin, that these three tzadikim were nistalik on this man in Shabbos. Lachain, therefore, nagu, shalalik boya boy midrash. We'll see later in the Rimba that after Minche, we're not Kaveya Medrash, because this was the Zman when they were Nifter. Ki Chocham Shemeis Kol HaMidrash Eish Betelem. When the Chochem is Nifter, so all the Chochem Anosi, he's Nifter, so all the Bote Midrashes are bottle. You don't, people learn in their houses, not in the base Medrash, to show the covered of the Niftar. So in this Zman, the three G'dayla Yisrael were Niftar, Yosef, Moshe, and David. So Memele, after Minchem, we say Tzitkoscha, number one, Al Tzidok Hadin. And number two, we're not Kaveya Medrash. We're not Kaveya Medrash after Minchem. Ubach Erich, Lechir Shloimeis Moshe B'Shabbos, Rak B'Erev Shabbos. The Bach says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Nifter in Shabbos, he was Nifter Erev Shabbos. One of the rayas of the Bach, because it says the day of Ptiris Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote a lot of Sifchei Torah. So if it was Shabbos, he wouldn't write any Sifchei Torah. So he says he was Nifter Erev Shabbos. V'loi Nignaz, Bach Echlechish Lameis Moshe B'Shabbos, Rak B'Erev Shabbos. V'loi Nignaz Ad Shabbos B'Minche B'Shato De'Eis Rotzim. That means he went up to the Har Erev Shabbos, and he was Nifta Erev Shabbos by the Har, and the Kvura was in Shabbos. Rabbi Yishlom made the Kvura. Not when he was Nifter, he was Nifter Erev Shabbos, but the Tzidik Adin is on the Zman Agnizim. So that's the Tzidik Adin and these three Tzadikim. That's the Tzidkoscha. V'yesh Meforshim, the Oimrim Tzidkoscha, not for these Tzadikim, Lahat Tzidkadin al Rishoyim Shechoyzim L'Gehenim B'Meitzoy Shabbos. The Tzidkoscha is going on the Rishoyim, which are going to go back to Gehenim. So we're saying Tzidik Adin on them. That's the first malach. They died. It's either the three tzaddikim. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is and those who are going back to Gehenna Meitzoy Shabbos. So we're saying on them tzidkoscha. Those who say Tachlis.
Every Shabbos we say this because Dafka, he was Nifter on.
And this is man.
Then Kuz Chanukah and then Rosh Chanukah and Chol HaMoed also, right?
Yeah. It could be the Yod side is different if you don't say Tachnan on the Yod side. It could be what? So it's a Mayid. You don't say Tachnan Tisha B'Av either. Kol Alay Mayid. You don't say Tachnan. B boy b'mincha. So if you don't say, if you wouldn't say tachnis, you don't say tzitkoscha. Perish bein sheyem Shabbos u'Rosh Chodesh, bein sheyem Rishon Shachav u'Rosh Chodesh. Ve'im kein ilo hayachol hayayimim b'mincha nefilas apayim. Because if Meitzoi Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, Shekvachal b'mitzas Yoim Shalachov, so by the Mincha already it started the Ha'ora of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore we don't say Tachnil Chayin. Gamatei Neimrim Sitkoscha.
Even
when he's down early, early mincha. Yeah, it's irrelevant. You never, the Mincha before, yeah, the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tachnim. That means it seems the Tfilas Mincha already there's a Ha'ore of the Yom Shalachov. Hago, Zukterimo, V'noagu, Shaloi Likboya, Medrash, Bein Mincha, L'mayrev. Now, this is a Hemshech, and that's the Mishnah Berurah brought it down before. That means, since this is a Zman of this was the Zman of the Misa of Yosef, Moshe, and David, so there's a din nosi shemeis is all the bote midroshis are bottle. So the meaning is we don't say we're not kevei medrash bein mincha lemayrev. Avol oimrim pirkei avis bakayitz v'shir hamalis bachoyrev v'chol moki lefi min hogayim. V'kert, since there's no base medrash, so then we say Ksuvim, we say Shir HaMalis, we say Pirkei Oveis, but we're not Kevei HaMedrash. V'noagu, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'einoi Iser, there's no Iser, el minig lezikorin ba'alme. It's a minig, v'noagu. It's a minig, v'atam kenar besivkot nevov. Because to remember that this is a Zman of Histalkus of Gedolei Yisrael, so to remember this, we're not Kevei HaMedrash. V'davke Shleilumayt B'chavrusa means, B'chavrusa means in the Chabura, in the Beis Medrash. Havo Shnayim Loimdim B'voteyim. But you can have two people learn together in the houses, but not in the Beis Medrash. Moshe Kosvi Radeyes and Shin Dalad Mem Sif Yud Chesl Yin Nosi Shemeis. If a Nosi was Nifter, so all the Botei Medroshes you don't learn in the Beis Medrash L'Kvoidei, but you can learn in your houses. Bein Mincha L'Mayrif Haynu Kshu Somuch L'Chasheicha. That means Yedavin Mincha, and the Zman between Mincha, and then you're going to go need Shalosh Shudah soon. So in this Zman, that Samoch L'Chasheicha, before Shalosh Shudah, since this is the Zman of their Histalkus, so we're not Keveya Medrash. For Lachain, Haminig Lidroish, Kaidem Mincha. So we had before the Keveya Medrash, and you're allowed to eat in that Zman. That is before Mincha. Vim Nimshecha Hadroshe Atzomach Lachasheicha. If the Droshe went a little overboard, and they're going to start davening Mincha later, and if after Mincha you're going to say Pirkei Oves or Borchin Avshin Shalmalois, so you're going to start Shalosh Shudas later, as Ayla Yoimu Prokim Meshir Amalois. So then, that means this Zman, which is between Mincha and the Zman of Ascholosh Shalosh Shudas, which we don't say Medrash, we not Kevei Medrash, but we say Ksuvim, Shir HaMalos, or we say Prokim. So this Zman is only if there'll be time to start Shalosh Shudas in time. But if the Drosha went longer than on schedule, so right after Mincha we go in each Shalosh Shudas. כדי שיוכל לקיים סוד השלישי בזמנה. ובאליו רבי איסא בשם מלבושה יונטף, שלא לרבוי מרל מפרוג, כמה פעמים שדורש במנחה למערב. The מרל said roshes between mincha and mairev. It seems they came back from Shalosh Hodis. And he said a drosh in the shul, by mincha lemairev, which theoretically is not like this Ramah. The Ramah says, v'nogu shloilik boi medrash by mincha lemairev, because it's the zman of the stalkers of G'dayli Yisrael. V'al kei nire, no, if the maral did this, nire de bezneinu eilim noya zeh, so it wouldn't be a bad idea if someone says a drosha before Meirev. Ki yedua shemotzi bavinisenu harabim be'ezem mekoymis, sh'oiskim oz kama noshim be'ezem medrish b'sicha b'teyle. That means people come back to shul after shalashud. This is before Meirev. A drosha you don't say because that's the Ramah. So they shmooze. So memele obavada itoiv yoisel shmoyos divrei musak deshle voileze. So memele, it's ich, forget about this venogo. We have the maral miprog who lemaise grad the Eliyahu Rabbi brings something very interesting. The Ramah says venogo. So the Madaniot wants to say the Maral knew in Prague there never was such a minig. It's a minig. In Prague there wasn't such a minig. That's one mahalach, he says. Could be in other places there was a minig. And about Kaponim, then he says another cheshbin. So Al Kaponim, the Maral said Adroshes, if you say Adroshe between Minch and Meirev, Hakul Revach. Reish tzadikimu dinei arvis b'meitzoi Shabbos. Ma'achin tfilas arvis kidei lohoisif michoil ala kodesh. We're ma'achin tfilas arvis. Hainu, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. After minadin sagi b'meshe yisakiv milasis meloche, Adazman hamavur besif beis. That means meiker adin. This asman. Let us just jump the gun. In sif beis, it says you're allowed to do meloche when you see three keichovim ktanim, three so small stars ritzufim. The one next to the other. That's a raya that it's lailo. So theoretically, so it should be like this. I'll daven Meirev before, then I'll go outside and I'll look to do malach. I'll see if there's three stars, if there's not three stars. So the Ramah says, no. Ma'achin, we wait to daven Meirev for the three stars. That's the chiddush of the Ramah. Haynu da'av t'minad din sagi b'mashe yis'akev milasis melocha d'zman emovur b'siv beis. Me'ikar adin, you only have to wait for three stars to do melochem. But Meirev, you could daven before. Mikol mokim chatchilu roi v'nochem v'chein minig. Kol Yisrael la'acher es ha'tfile. So you daven Shminesra later, kidei she'yitoysef yoysef michael ala kodesh. So there'll be a bigger toysef michael ala kodesh. That means, maybe you say atachin antonu Shminesra, but already, till then, you were meysef michael ala kodesh. Aminig lezamer koidem mairev hamizber alekim yechaneinu. I know in the Yekish Yeshul Zachsme, that's the minig, that beis tefila they sing alekim yechaneinu v'oid mizmoirim kiniskar besidurim. But if Tisha B'av is Meitzoi Shabbos, does Ein Zman Chanine? We're saying Alekim Yechoneinu. וכן שיוכל יונטב במיצוי שבס, גם כן אין המינג לזמר. When יונטב is מיצוי שבס, כוסם הפכים מגודם, דאב שמשום די נאמרים תחינה בשבס ויונטב. That means אלקים יחוננו is a בקושה. רבי נשום should be חיינן us. So since already it's night and it's יונטב, so we're not מספלל in יונטב. מהשאין כי בכל שבס יוכל אומרים מי שחשיכו קודם ערב. You could say this, it's a tefillah, it's a bakoshe. So even though you didn't say havdola tachanotoni, you could say al kaponim this capital alakim yechoneinu before ערב, as long as it's dark already. Vayla el mesimin memtes b'shem chavishur the tilim mutramu gaboy leima balpeh. That means if a fellow person doesn't have in his siddur, doesn't have this capital, so you can say about peh. Umatoiv v'yofe haminik hazeh. This minik to sing, Alekim Yechoneinu, is a beautiful minik. Aleph, kidei lelavei Shabbos, shenikreis kalo, malkese, b'shirois v'sishbocheis r'nisa b'medrash. That means we're malave the Shabbos with hazemem. V'oit, ki al yidei zen nisacha ha-mayrev. So if you start when it's night, you start saying alekim yechoneinu, so we'd start davening mayrev later. V'inois v'nitoisev michoel alakoydish. V'gam kidei shevei ledab advon b'teilem. Again, al kaponim, if you're singing, everyone is singing alekim yechoneinu, so they won't speak. אחר כך מצוסי בכנסת הגדולה סמירי שלמתי כן מה שכוספתי סיף בייס צורך ליזויר מלאסיס מלוכם עד שיראו שלושה כחובים קטנים. That means one is not permitted to do a מלוכם till he sees in the sky three small stars, v'lo yiyu mifuzorim, they should not be separated, the stars, elo retzufim, they should be close one to the other. V'im hu yoim ha-me'unon, if it's a cloudy night, yamtim, so then he doesn't have a simin of stars, is he has to wait that she eats the asofik melibay till he'll be 100% sure that it's Laila. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Milasa is meloche ayin lakamam besimen reish sadik tesif yud. There it's not so posh it, I feel it's Laila to do meloche unless you say boch hamavdol ben kodesh lachil. So this man is three stars. Ad shiro v'koydem lochein, before you see the three stars, also mishum sofik yoyim, it's maybe it's still yoyim. Umidino sagi b'shloisha keichovim beinanim. We'll see as this sif progresses, this keichovim gdoilim, keichovim beinanim, and keichovim ktanim. Kechovim gdoilim, one can still see mi bo'oid yoim. So kechovim gdoilim is not a simen on Laila. Kechovim beinanim, you see when it's night. So theoretically, we didn't have to wait for kechovim ktanim. But Chazal were afraid, maybe these are gdoilim. And you'll think they're beinanim. You won't be able to differentiate. So therefore, Chazal said, you wait till you see three kechovim ktanim. Elosh einonu bekiyim bezeh. We are not boki medina sagi b'shloish kechovim beinanim. Elosh einonu bekiyim bezeh to differentiate which are beinanim and which are gedoilim. V'shemayin gedoilim hanirim bayoyim. That's why we wait for kechovim ktanim. Shloisha kechovim ktanim. Ayin lekutei pri chodesh al yiradei shekosav. Deim horakiyo mazir. If the sky is light, Ka'ein oira shel yoim, and we see three stars. So leinech shaboise azman rak bein hashmoshes. So the that what the sky is mazir, it's light, that is a raya, that these are not, this is not laila. That's what the Pri Chodosh says. Rav Yehuda Gaon Rabbi Kevege bechidush of Yerdes Merei Samach Beis Ayin Shom. Ubebir hagro belikutov Shom Kosav. The im nistalek ho admimus mikol kipas horokia ba'oiso itzad shashoko hachamo. Now that means like this: the sun sets in the west. Now a person, if you look at the east, it could be dark. If you can look at the west, and the sun is in the process of setting, so even though the bottom of the sky is not red, but Kozman, it's not Laila, the top of the sky, there's a reddish tinge in the top of the sky. The Goyin says, but when the redness ends, could be it's not dark, it's white, but it's not red, there's no reddish tinge. So then the Goyin says, if there's no reddish tinge in the west, and you see three stars, you have nothing what to worry about. Because Chazal give us these two simonim. There's one simon, Hichsiv Ha'elyon Ketachtoim, that the top of the sky is not red anymore, that the bottom loses the redness before the top. It seems the sun is the reflects on the top of the sky. So when there's no more redness on the top of the sky, and you see three small stars, so the Goyin says there's nothing but to worry about. So even though the sky is light, but if there's no redness and you see three stars, the Goyin holds its mutter. Vida'oid. So now we know we have a machaber. The machaber told us that three small stars is enough. We have a Pri Chodesh that said, but if it's light in the sky, it's only bein hashmoshes. And the Goyin holds, it's irrelevant. As long as there's no redness in the west, you see three small stars, it is Laila. Vida'oid. Now he says the Besefer Teferis Yisrael Beperik Beis, the Shabbos, Matzrich Shloisha Ktanim, Levad Shloisha Beinanim. The Teferis Yisrael says you have to have three small stars and three middle-sized stars. So the Teferis Yisrael is Moisef and the Mechaba. The Mechaba said, as long as you see three small stars, that is sufficient. Teferis Yisrael said, you need two sets. He said, Shloisha Kechavim Beinanim, Shloisha Kechavim Tanim. Zok the Mishnah Berure, V'lo Yadati Mekoira. He doesn't know where he got it from. The Shulchan Aruch says three small stars is enough, and he says you need three small stars, three middle-sized stars. V'ulai detaymoi shema onu toyim bedova. Perhaps we are making a mistake. Ugdaylemeim lekach onu tzrichem oid keichovim hagdaylemeim. That is from the Teferis Yisrael. That means it is very difficult to say these are small stars. It's very difficult for us to judge what a big star is, what a small star is. So the Teferis Yisrael says you have to see at least two sizes. If you see a bigger star and three smaller stars, so afilu it's a beinini, it's also good. Like this, we need three small stars to make sure that it's not a beinini, that it's not a godel. But if you have two sizes, so it's also good. Mizenu yoidim shal kaponim heim einum gdoilim. That's one malach. Lefi ma shekosav b'shari tshuve simen reish lamet hei b'shem amati Yehuda v'abirke Yosef ayin shom nirche divrei ha-teferis Yisrael b'pshitis. There's a very interesting Mate Yehuda. The Mate Yehuda says amoyer dekechidish. The Mate Yehuda says when the keichovim beinanim come out, they come out looking very small. And as it gets darker, they get bigger. And then later you have small stars. So the Matayuda says, you're going to stand outside, you can see small star, small, gewaldig. So small stars, al dumulochem. So the Matayuda says, no, you have to wait and watch this small star. The Chechovim Beinanim, in the beginning they look small, and as the night progresses they get bigger. And then comes out small stars. He says, could be that Pshat the Teferis Yisrael. Don't rely on three small stars, because the Beinanim also look small in the beginning, and then they get larger when it gets a little darker. So Memele, so that's, he says, you have to wait, and afterwards the small stars come out. Ulam Shari Achoinim Leiskiru Dovazet, this is a Teferis Yisrael, no one else mentions it. Ve'evsher, de'im b'shari mekoymes orikiyem ba'unam, that means, maybe the Teferis Yisrael is only saying this if the stars are coming out, so then he said, wait till you see Beinanim and Ketanim. But what is if on the other, one side of the heavens, it's cloudy? And all I have in front of me is three small stars, so then the Teferis Yisrael was also made it. Venerally, the Lefi Masha Kosav Agro, the Beinan Shistalik Admimus Min Kol Kippus Orikia, Boisei Tsache Shoka Hama. The Goyin says there are two simonim of Laila. One simon is that it is, there's no redness in the west. And the second simon is three kechavim ktanim, va'oz mayil ashloisha kechavim, nire de mayil oz bishloisha kechavim ktanim levad. So this we could be soymech and the goyin, and we don't have to be machmer. If we'll see three small kechavim and there's no redness, we can rely on the and the goyim, and that's it. Now, the Mechaber said that the three small kechavim should be ritzufim. It's not sufficient that they're spread out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this inyan of ritzufim is mishum tois v'shabbos. That means there's two dinim. There's one din of Laila. Laila is, it's considered Laila when you see three kechavim ktanim. That what we wait till they become ritzufim one next to the other, that's a zman later for Tais v'Shabbos. V'hu adin, k'sheroi yishloishe kechavim ktanim sheinim ritzufim, u'mamtim mi'at ache, can you wait a little later? So it's also be good. But alas is meloche, the iker tam or ritzufim mishim Tais v'so kivin shim temat, arei oisef, dogum avoba. So he says, so the Mechaber says, but if it's cloudy and you don't have any stars, so you have to make sure. So he says, there's another shir, there's a shir 72 minutes after the shkia. So why do you have to speak so vaguely? If you don't see stars, it is 72 minutes. He didn't know when the shkia was. Again, we didn't have any luchais. We had the shkia and dust, but it was cloudy. He didn't know when the shkia was. So he has no cheshbon. I had to figure out laila. Mi liboy. V'im yesh loy moire shoy shoylech betoiv. If he has a watch that works accurately, last night at 8:30, he saw three stars. Last night at 8:30, he saw three stars. Today, he doesn't see anything because it's cloudy. eine schleiche Kroven tanim, nire de yuchalisma chalze. So if it's 8:30 tonight, he can rely that it's laila. Mechain kosa bekeyoysa yuchalisma chal meire shoyis.
Like
I remember earlier we
saw
he used Lashon Zegar, like for, like, and now he uses Lashon. Is there a difference? Is maybe because it's in the song or just the matter?
I don't know.
Good Shabbos.